Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed John Welshans, who brings a lifetime of spiritual practice to the heady realities of present-day issues.
On Saturday, Linda Salvin makes her Manson Mitchell debut and opens her intuition for your benefit. Get ready to call in.
In hour number two, Manson Mitchell present a special limited series called Chime In about people making a difference.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second or the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and search for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And that also will bring up all the phenomenal animal stuff I post all the time. I think we've got a phenomenal collection of great animal stuff on the Facebook page. And if right at the top of the page, you will see a picture I took this morning before the show of Dr. Nels and my personal fountain of youth, Prescott. And
Such a handsome young man. And it occurred to me, I got to ask you, I haven't told Prescott this, but he's quite a handsome young man. And it's a pretty good picture of him. And he reminds me, his face reminds me of someone. And I think it's an old-time actor, but I'm not quite sure who it is. So I want you to go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World and look at the picture of Dr. Nels and Prescott. And if you can figure out who it is that he's reminding me of, let me know. But he reminds it of someone. I'm not sure. But anyway, so check that out. And then you can also find Dr. Nels on Facebook, because it's Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Sunday here on Animal World. Dr. Nels is in the house. Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook as well.
That's right.
Healing Ministry for Animals. And you want to check that out on Facebook as well. And then Dr. Nels' website is the same thing, healingministryforanimals.com.
That's right.
All right. And if you need to call Dr. Nels to schedule, first of all, on his website, though, if you're interested in seeing him privately, because Dr. Nels, you obviously do private work,
right?
And you can do remotes anywhere, but you also travel around the area doing house calls,
right?
Or sometimes like going to Interspace and meeting a lot of clients there to work on. And is the best way for them to start the healing assessment on your website?
Yeah, they can go to my website, and if things are in a state of flux, so I don't even know what's on it at the moment. But previously, and it may still be there, at the bottom of the homepage was a button you could push that would take you to an animal assessment questionnaire. All right? And that's a good way to start. If that's no longer there, then there's another thing that you can click on, which is about getting a free report. That if you send that to me, then I will send you the link to the animal assessment questionnaire.
Okay. So, and then once you fill that out, then you call and do a free phone evaluation for them, which is really wonderful.
Right, we'll do about a half-hour phone evaluation and try to figure out if this is a job for me or maybe someone else.
Yeah, yeah. And Dr. Nels and I refer clients back and forth all the time. We often work on the same situations.
Yeah.
So check that out. Now, if you can contact Animal World here while we're on the air, by giving us a call, 425-373-5527. We do have open phone lines. And toll-free, 1-888-298-5569. Email that comes to the studio, or I also get it during the week, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you need to contact me as an animal behavior therapist, I also do a free telephone evaluation, no obligation. And if you've got something going on with your animal friends or know somebody who does, it's always worth giving me a call. If I'm not the best one to work with for them, I probably know who is. And if I can solve their problem for free in a couple minutes, I will. Otherwise, I'll explain how I work and we'll get something set up. And you can contact me at 360-217-7258. It's also the best way to get a hold of, to get in touch if you would like to become part of the Animal World family of advertisers. You can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And do have a new advertiser special going on right now. And for $26 a week, you can have an ad on the show. I think, probably the best deal in town. So give me a call, 360-217-7258. And if you need to post something to Animal World through the U.S. Postal Service, the Animal World mailing address is 19916. Old Owen Road, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's Monroe, Washington, 98272. All righty. Before we get back to the phones here, I promised that Mike was good enough to bring up this an article here for Carol and anyone else that's interested, the title being Zimbabwe Accused of Preparing to Ship Dozens of Young Elephants to China. It says concerns have been raised that Zimbabwe is again preparing to send dozens of young elephants to wildlife parks in China. The government's National Park Authority from Huang National Park in August and and keeping them in pens at a wildlife capture and relocation center. And, oh, they began capturing elephants in August at this national park, and they've got them in holding pens. Okay, so the agency has said it plans to capture about 100 elephants, mostly sub-adults, contain them in pens for 2 months before moving them to another park. But conservationists believe the government intends to sell them to wildlife parks in China. The live export of elephants from Zimbabwe is legal, but it has been criticized by animal welfare advocates who argue the process compromises their complex social and physical needs. Well, duh, that goes without saying. The practice could be curtailed by a proposal to the city's conference currently meeting in South Africa. The proposal is supported by the African Elephant Coalition, AEC, a coalition of 29 African nations, not including Zimbabwe, and aims to end the export of African elephants outside their natural range, including export to zoos and other captive facilities overseas. Well, that's good to know that there is this group and they're
right, yeah.
Working on that. Let's send that real good energy and prayers for that success. And it says, in the past, Zimbabwe has exported elephants to India, Spain, the U.S., and elsewhere. Last year, it sent 24 Huang elephants to China, provoking an outcry from animal welfare organizations. Experts looking at photos of those elephants, some as young as two, believed they were there were signs of distress, injury, and possibly abuse. ZimParks denies it is planning to sell elephants to China. It said it in a statement that elephants would eventually be moved to Chisaria, about 250 kilometers northeast. Quote, the only elephants that have been captured will be translocated to this national park under the wildlife drought migration strategy. But the founder of the Zimbabwe Conservation Task Force believes the government is planning to send the elephants to China. The government is covering it up, he says, the same as 2015 and the same as 2012, deny, deny, deny. And when they land in China, they say they aren't making apologies. They are using the drought and misinformation, and it's BS.
Uh-huh.
So there's a whole lot more, but that is the basics of what's going on, Carol. I will now... be sure to follow the story and pay attention. And I post these things as I can, right, on Facebook. And that's what I'm going to do after the show. I will post all this stuff up on Facebook. I think Carol said she didn't have internet access right now. But for those of you that do, I will be posting it all on the Animal World Facebook page later. Okay. I think we're good.
All right.
All right. Now.
Terrific.
Everybody help me remember, sometime before the end of the show, we have to do current events.
Ah.
But since we have a caller waiting, we'll take that now. And by the way, we do have open phone lines. If you'd like to get a free remote with Dr. Nels, better get in line now. Local number 425-373-5527 or toll free 1-888-298-5569 or shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Right now, we're going to head to Redmond and welcome Roberta. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hi, Martha. Hi, Dr. Nels.
Hello,
hi, Roberta.
Roberta.
What's happening with you?
Well, couple things. I wanted to check on my dog. He had a real itching problem about 3 weeks ago. He was...
You said itching?
Yeah, itching and scratching and developing raw spots and... And I changed his food, and I took him to my groomer, and she used a special shampoo on him. And he's gotten a lot better, probably a combination of both those things. But I just wanted to see if Dr. Nels could check on that. He's still...
And you're sure we don't have fleas going on?
No, we don't have... No fleas. Uh-uh.
Okay. And what's your dog's name?
His name is Boomer.
Boomer, and what kind of dog?
He's a mini Aussie.
Ah, mini Aussie. And what color?
Blue Merle.
Oh, yep. That's my parents had a Blue Merle Aussie. So Boomer is itchy, and then but you also had something for yourself, right?
Right. upper middle back has been the last couple weekends has been sort of attacking me, and I do frequent chiropractors, so it got better, but it's coming back, so I kind of think there's something else.
Right. Okay.
All right. So we've got both Roberta and another back thing. Well, you're right with the theme of the day, Roberta, so you're in tune.
I know.
And so we got Boomer and Roberta.
Right. And we work with Boomer first.
Oh, Boomer first. Oh.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
So I will tune in to Boomer, and actually I already did. And we're going to start on the left side. We're going to be about the middle of the neck on the left, and then in his lower rib cage, also on the left. It's kind of a basic reset thing to get the autonomic system to drop out of fight or flight. For some reason, he's stuck there a bit, and we'll get that reset so he can rest, digest, and heal. And hopefully that will also help with the itching. Sometimes scratching can be related to discomfort, abdominal-type discomfort. So there's a possibility that could be going on relative to the fight or flight system being engaged. All right, so I'm getting good pulses here on the left side, indicating we've got a good reset going there. So we'll check and see if it's on the right. Yep, it's also on the right side. Similar points there. So again, we're resetting that autonomic system so that the brain and spinal cord, a lot of people don't know this, but the spinal cord is really, it's just kind of like the brain. It's got lots of gray matter. It learns. You might even say it thinks. And of course, in our abdomen, by the way, we have a ton of gray matter in our abdomen, just about as much as we do in our heads. And I assume it's kind of similar with animals, in that they probably have a significant amount of gray matter in their abdomen in the form of these little ganglia all over the place. So that's where the gut brain is. Okay, and now we're getting good, strong pulsing coming in on the left side. Let's see if there's anything else with Boomer. Okay, it is time to get back to Roberta. All right.
So Boomer's good?
Boomer's good.
All right.
Got him reset. So
thank you.
Let's see where we need to start with you now, Roberta. Okay. We haven't had one of these today, so I get excited. So
uh-oh, what is this?
What it is I want you to just think the word future, okay? Future. All right, and that's reactive. Sometimes we have to get more specific. But it could be something you're dwelling on about the future, or it could be some little bit more esoteric connection energetically to some future event. Either way, there's a disruption in this category of the future here, and we'll find out what we need to do with it. All right, the feeling of regret comes up. I love that. It's the future, and we've got regret. How does that work? Anyway, we're going to find now what our positive is. And, oh, it's our good old friend, trust.
I knew that.
So, yeah. Especially when it comes, you know, to thinking about the future, we do need to trust. So, anyway, I will have you focus on the feeling of trust, Roberta, and I'll find out our details of what we do with that. All right, with your eyes closed, you're going to be looking up and to the left. And you're going to do the slow, controlled breathing where you take a slow breath, hold it for several seconds, and then slowly breathe out and hold it out for several seconds. Keep that going. Eyes closed up to the left and thinking trust and the number 6. And I'm holding for pulses on the left side of your head and the back of your head. And right now they're kind of fluttering along, and we'll just wait a little bit. And they're starting to slow down and synchronize, which is an indication that the energy is balancing. And I just had a big intake of breath, which is always a good sign. All right, so you can open your eyes, Roberta, and let's have you think the word future again. Okay, I get no reaction there, so we'll see if there's something else. All right, and now we're in the mental category of the present, which means I'm going to have you think about what's on your mind. Think of the thing that's on your mind all the time lately, and have you got it?
Yeah, it's probably the future.
Okay, well, focus on this, whatever it is that's on your mind all the time. Okay, now, interestingly enough, this one is not reactive, maybe because we already worked on it. So think again about something that you also think a lot about. Let me know when you have that in mind.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yep. Oh, and that's reactive. So when I say reactive, that means my muscle test failed, which means that it's causing that thought is directing energy into a pathway where there's a stress response. And it's creating interference in your body and the way that it throws your body's timing off. It could be timing with your muscles or timing with your organs and how they respond to the needs of your body. So anyway, we've got an issue there with timing related to whatever it is that's on your mind that you were just thinking about, and it's around a feeling response. So I'll find out what that is. Ah, okay, we're still working on that regret thing. And we'll use trust again. And with your eyes closed, I want you to look down and to the right. And you'll do that slow, controlled breathing. And think the word trust and the number 6.
All right, so close your eyes. Look down to the right. Slow, controlled breathing. Focus on trust. And the number 6.
And what I'm doing on my end is I'm touching places on your forehead just above your eyebrows on both sides of your head. And now the pulses are starting to synchronize, coming in. And there we go. Good. All right. So you can have both eyes open again. And I'll have you think about that reactive thought, the one that's thing that's been on your mind. Okay, and that's not reactive.
That's good.
All right, so what we'll do now is just as a double check here, I'm going to have you think about your back pain you've been experiencing. And I don't get a reaction there. What I do get, though, in your case, is there's a couple of physical points, kind of like what we did with Boomer. So let me find out what they are. Let's see here. Okay, we're going to contact a place on the right side of the middle of your neck, as well as one that's just above your hip on the right. And we'll hold on to those points. And this is going to balance some physical energy and also help with resetting your fight or flight system in case there's any of that left after what the rest of the work that we've done. And we're getting good pulses already there, so that happened really quickly. So more likely that was just a little bit of cleanup on what we'd already been doing.
Okay.
All right. I'm not picking up anything else there, Roberta. So now it's just up to you to go and heal.
All right.
And focus on the feeling of trust a lot.
So you have words that you replace the negative word with a different one. So the word regret, is there another word I could replace that with? If I think about that,
yeah, you use trust.
Trust,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Use trust. You want to touch yourself over the center of your heart space and just remind yourself to be in your feeling center and really feel that trust in higher power, God, Creator, however you observe the world, what your belief systems are. But it's that positive feeling of big trust that's what's important.
Okay, great.
All righty, Roberta. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Yeah, and Boomer, thanks you too.
All righty. Woof woof to Boomer.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, we got to take care of advertisers. Remember, without them, there's no us, so it's the most important part of the show. Listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. And Anne, hold on to your phone line. We'll be back with you. Anybody else that wants to get in before the end of the show, because remember, I got to do current events, so... give us a call now, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ah! Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Vicki Draper is a highly regarded modern-day animal healer, a natural-born animal communicator and author who supports family animals with health, harmony, and ease, addressing wellness during every stage of your animal's life. With her skill set, she serves people locally, remotely, nationally, and internationally. Is your dog barking? Cat going outside of the litter box? Animals fighting? You're frustrated, at your wit's end, and if you desire relief and need to gain harmony and calm in your household, you're invited to get in touch with Vicki online. Log on to healingyouranimal.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're halfway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Be sure to check out all the incredible supplements by NuPro, N-U-P-R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Robbie loves the NuPro supplement for dogs. My cats love the feline NuPro nuggets. And boy, their Life Spice supplement with all the turmeric and the mushrooms and stuff is really great too. So check it out, NuPro, NuPro.com. And you heard about Vicki Draper again, our latest member of the Animal World advertising family. She's a Healing Your Animal expert. Look for her book, Bridging True Love Connection and Healing Between You and Your Animal Friends. I wrote the foreword, and there are some autographed copies at the Third Place Bookstore in Lake Forest Park if you'd like to pick one up. Alrighty then, let's get back to the phones, and we're going to Kent. And Ann, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Thank you.
Well, hi, Ann. We haven't heard from you for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Nice to hear your voice again. What's up?
My older dog, I have two Papillons, one that's 10, and the other one will be 5 in November. My older dog has a couple of things going on.
That's for the 10-year-old?
The 10-year-old.
And what's his name?
Chase.
Chase, that's Chase. Right. I've forgotten. So 10-year-old Papillon, okay.
And for about a year now, he has not liked being in the car. He will literally put his paws on the crate and say, nope, I don't want to get in the crate to go wherever. Eventually when we get to our places, he's fine. But it's the traveling in the car that he's panting and kind of whining. Mm. And gets himself all in a tizzy. And now also for obedience and rally competitions, he just does not want to participate. He will go in the ring. Like yesterday, we went in the ring, and he was pretty good on leash, but when the off-leash exercises came, he saw the door that was open and got really freaked out by someone coming in, and I'm thinking it was backlit, and the person looked really scary, and so his attention was just gone, and so the judge said, okay, you can go.
I'm trying to remember. I think in the past you've had trouble with dogs that didn't like competition or weren't doing well. Was Chase one of them?
Chase might have been one of them. Yeah.
So this is not necessarily a new thing.
But it's becoming more of an issue almost.
Well, let's have Dr. Nils tune in.
Okay, so yeah, while you were talking, I was tuning in and trying to find out where we need to go, and I don't pick up anything on Chase at the moment, so I did get something from you that we need to work with, and it's possible that Chase is picking up on a negative energy vibration in your field, and it's got him a little wigged out. That might be what's going on, so... Anyway,
so Ann's on the hook.
Yeah, we got
you on the hook, Ann.
So
yeah,
Ann,
my girlfriend usually says that too.
So here's what we're going to have you do, Ann, is I want you to think about what is it that's on your mind all the time, and just tell me when you've got it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. That's it. That's reactive.
So we can work with that.
And we're going straight to harmony. And what that usually means is when we go straight to a positive feeling is that that positive feeling has become messed up with a negative response because you are in a state of harmony when something blindsided you and caused you to have a stress response. So anyway, what I'm going to do is have you focus on the feeling of harmony, and I'll find out how we use this.
Cool.
Okay, with your eyes closed, you're going to be looking up to the left and doing that slow, controlled breathing where you hold your breath for about 3 seconds at each end of your breath in and out. And you'll be thinking harmony and the number 6, and you'll be looking up to the left with your eyes closed.
So close your eyes, looking up to the left, slow, controlled breathing, focusing on harmony and the number 6.
And the pulses are slowing down, not quite there yet. And there they go. All right. So you can have your eyes open again. And then I'll have you think about your what's on your mind all the time. Same thing. All right. I get no reaction there. Oh, I get that there's something else that's also on your mind that's a good doorway into something. So let me know when you've got that figured out, and I'll test it.
Not quite.
So something else that's on your mind a lot besides what you were thinking before?
Probably, yeah. Now that, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we can test it. See. Oh,
okay,
that's
so
strong.
That's not that's it. I'll tell you it. What. I'll give you a clue. Give me a moment here. Okay, it's about your health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got that?
Yeah.
Okay, somehow we're not... it's not reacting, but sometimes it's because of... you're able to think about it somewhat dispassionately. So what I'll have you do is... I want you to think of a word to describe how you feel about it. Like, you know, angry, frustrated, happy, sad, whatever. So think of a word like that and let me know when you have that in mind.
Well, definitely frustrated.
Okay.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Now that opened
That's
up the door.
There's the door.
Okay, so now we got that door open. We'll see what we need to do with it. All right, and the feeling that comes up is the negative feeling of pride, so we'll find a positive to replace that with. All right, so yeah, we're gonna go to trust again, and focus on the feeling of trust. Okay, with your eyes closed, you're gonna be looking up and to the left. And this time, take a breath in and hold it, and focus on trust and the number 6.
Okay, so eyes closed, look up to the left, holding your breath, focusing on the word trust and the number 6.
And just like that, the pulses are coming in here, so go ahead and open your eyes. And then think about being frustrated about your health. Okay, good. No reaction.
So worked with that. That's good.
All right, and yep, we're done with you. Now let's check again on Chase. All right, so I'm getting that I can do a reset now.
Oh, on Chase.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So sometimes it's just we have to clear up the thing, that the elephant in the room.
Right.
And then we can move on. So, our animals, they pick up so much of what's going on inside of us, and and it disturbs them, and it distracts them from, their life. So maybe this will help with some focus and concentration. I'll do my reset here. I'm going to go on the right side. Yeah, it'll be a basic reset, right neck, right low back area, and just wait for the pulses to come in there. Well, these are really jumping around.
Hmm. So he really needed a reset then.
Yeah, but it was overshadowed by this emotional
issue.
By
what's going on with Anne. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Okay, good. There goes the right side. Let's see if there's more on the left. There is, but it's different.
Hmm.
Okay, we're going to be working on actually right up behind the left ear and then down behind the left shoulder blade.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because often you do the same thing on the other side
right.
that you did on the first side, but this is different.
This is a different kind of situation, yeah. I just do whatever I find.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I don't.
But it's interesting how it varies.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's points on the front of the body, and they're all over the place. It's just, what's the big deal? What's the big interference? And commonly, the basic reset is the one, the side of the neck, side of the lower back area. All right, these pulses are working. Yes?
Those two places are where she tends to have the need for chiropractic adjustment.
Uh-uh, okay.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Hmm.
Dr. Rudolph, or with Dr. Bart.
All right. All right, I'm not picking up anything else to do here. So we have done it.
Okay, so that takes care of you and Chase for today. But, Anne, I would say, see how this shakes out. It could take a few days for everything to settle. And see how he's doing. And then keep in mind that Darcy Pariso, our animal communicator, will be in the studio the second Sunday of November.
Okay.
So if things are not resolved by then, I'd suggest you call in, because Darcy is so good with details, and let's have her chat with Chase and find out from his perspective what's going on.
If
there's still an issue by then, okay?
Okay.
And you can certainly call in next week and have Jude and Paul, look at the situation, if you feel that there's still work needed. But I right away when you called, I got it would be really good to talk directly with Chase.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
Great talking with you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, it's time to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. And then we'll have time to do current events. So it's going to work out really well. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Current events is next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, October 9th, Winnie and I are excited to welcome one of the leading psychics in Washington State, John Skierman, to the show. John has been a psychic for many years in this area and is in very much in demand. We will be taking your calls at the top of the hour for readings. We can't wait. Don't forget the Jupiter Rising Show this Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We've been doing a bioenergetic synchronization technique Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen in the house, and he joins us every other month. And before we run out of time, it's time to do current events. Okie dokie. Speaking of entertainment, we got some good things going on up at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett. On Thursday, October 13th, that would be this coming Thursday at 3 p.m., Salmon in the Forest. It's geared for 7th graders to adults. You get to view the trout stream exhibit and then the 45-minute film, Salmon in the Forest. And after that, you'll go on a naturalist-led interpretive tour of the new elevated nature walk, which is wonderful. Attendance is limited, so reservations are required. So you need to call to make a reservation, 425-316-8592. $5 if you're a member of Streamkeeper organization, $7 if you're not. And then, boy, one of their most popular programs of the year. I'd like to get to this one if I could. And that's the Bat Lady. Barbara Ogard wings her way to the Northwest Stream Center in Everett on Friday, October 21st at 7 p.m. She's a bat rehabber for Sarvey Wildlife Rehab Center and a researcher for Bats Northwest, and she puts on a phenomenal show. Live bats are a part of it. Ooh, that's why I'd want to go. I love bats. They are part of the presentation, and it is for kids and adults. And for all you little ghosts and goblins out there, all that come wearing a costume will receive a free salmon poster. So call for reservations, 425-316-8592. And it is $5 again if you're a member, $7 if you're not. The proceeds from this event will benefit both Sarvey Wildlife Center and the Northwest Stream Center. All right, Dorothy Pariso has got her communication classes coming up. Remember, her Talk to the Animals, Animal Communication 101 is you learn to connect, work with behavior issues, problem solve, life purpose jobs, tips to work with your own animals, and more. That will be next at the Intraspace in Seattle behind Tully's on this Saturday, October 15th. And then she will do it again at the Daylight Healing Center in Edmonds on October 22nd. And then let's see, she's got the 102s coming up after that, so you can do both of her sets coming up in October and November. Remember, this October you can catch your 12th man's best friend at Homeward Pet Adoption in Woodinville throughout October. If you come in wearing your blue and green Seahawks stuff, you get a 12% discount on adoption. And then let's see, events coming up for Vicki Draper this Thursday. She's going to be at East West Bookshop in Seattle. Well, part of the Ananda family, same place I teach. And she'll be doing, it's a $15 class from 7 to 8:30, Shifting Chaos and Anxiety to Calm with You and Your Animals. That sounds like a good one with what everything's going on. Shifting Chaos and Anxiety to Calm with You and Your Animal Friends. And that's Thursday, October 13th. Let's see, Thursday, October 20th. She'll be at the Boo Boo Barkery and Boutique in Kirkland. That cracks it. Boo Boo Barkery and Boutique in Kirkland. This is a free event, 5:30 to 6:30, Calming Anxiety with Your Animals for Halloween. And then another free event on Wednesday, October 20th at the Whole Pet Shop in Woodinville. This is 6:30 to 7:30, Reducing Pain Naturally for You and Your Animals. So 6:30 to 7:30 at Whole Pet Shop in Woodinville. Yeah, righty then, gearing up for the 19th annual Black Cat Ball benefiting Perfect Pals in Arlington. That will be October 29th at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. Over 500 items in the silent and live auctions, champagne reception, and gourmet three-course vegetarian or vegan dinner, including wine. www.perfect, that's P-U-R-R, perfectpals.org. And let's see, upcoming events at Meow. Got a lot of stuff. Sunday, October. This is happening today. Woohoo! Okay, if you'd like to do some wine testing this afternoon, you can finish up with us here on Animal World and then head on out to the Northwest Cellars in Kirkland. The address is 11909 124th Avenue Northeast. Meow Canine Wine Tasting Event. You will be sampling great wines, hanging out with two and four-legged friends. Well-behaved leashed pooches are welcome. And hosting a Fashionista Fido costume contest. So that's at Northwest Cellars in Kirkland this afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. On Sunday, October 15th, that's next Sunday, it'll be the third annual Cat Running 5K at Marymore Park. Let's see. There won't be cats running. We established that last week. But please come and join them for the fun event. Lots of meet like-minded people and get some fresh air. Dogs are welcome. $45 registration fee and to benefit Meow. And the website to check it out is www.catrunning.com. Cat running.
I thought it would be like that video on the internet of the running of the cats.
Yeah, I know.
Flooding the streets.
No, I think it's really a dog event, but it's to benefit the cats. Anyway, let's see. Thursday, October 27th, 3 to 9 p.m., Pints for Pets at Ruben's Brews at 5010 14th Avenue Northwest in Ballard. Join them for a howling or meowing good time. There's never been a better excuse to enjoy some good beer, and part of the proceeds will benefit Meow. And again, that's Thursday, October 27th, 3 to 9 p.m., Rubens Brews. All right, Saturday, December 3rd, mark your calendars. It's their annual Meow Holiday Bazaar and Bake Sale at Northlake Unitarian Universalist Church on 4th Avenue South in Kirkland. It's from 12 to 5 p.m. Wonderful event. And if you're interested in baking or creating crafts for the event, contact Meow at 425-822-6369. Yep, and I think that pretty much covers all the current event stuff. Other than I want to remind you that next week is Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle in the studio. They'll be here with their acutonic forks, their Tibetan bells and bowls and pua and didgeridoo and rattles. And boy, we have a great time with them working on you and your animal friends. So that's a next week's show. And I think that covers most of the bases here. Except that, gosh, Dr. Nels, it's just the time has flown by again, and it's always such a pleasure to have you in. And let's go over one more time all the ways that people can get in touch with you.
Right.
And
maybe why.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about it. Good reasons to contact
you? Well,
you
know, what I've really come to specialize in is working with people who have a pet that's in pain or paralyzed, and nothing they've tried has worked. And so what I do is I help them get their happy, active pet back without drugs or surgery.
Yeah.
So that's my focus, although there are behavioral situations that can respond because an animal is stuck in fight or flight, particularly if you have an animal that used to be okay about going for walks, or, you know, when a big truck would roar by on the street and it never bothered them, and suddenly they're reacting, you know, to
that. To things they didn't used to react to.
Then in that case, probably something has happened to get them stuck in fight or flight. And I've had really great success in those kinds of cases in particular of getting them reset and having them respond really well.
Yeah, I can remember one of my clients I think, what were they, in the Madrona area of Seattle, but that little Lhasa Apso dog that was so traumatized by a really windy thunderstorm in the neighborhood, and the dog had just was really bad. It happened after dark, and so every day, by the time they contacted me, every day when it started to get dark, this dog would just go into panic. And it was really serious, and I did everything I could do for them. But it felt like this dog really needed to be reset by Dr. Nels, and you worked with them on the air that Sunday, and then I think you did a house call with them the following Tuesday, and dog's been fine ever since.
It's
amazing how you can clear stuff.
It was stuck in fight or flight. It just needed to get out of that mode, and then, you know, the thing is, it becomes kind of a self-feeding cycle, so it can start small and then grow bigger and bigger because they're stuck, and every time they react, it just makes that response more and then more and then more.
Yeah.
So we just have to interrupt the cycle.
I can remember one gal that called us, and because she had a dog that, you know, normal, happy dog, and walked at the park every day, and one day it got off the leash, and there were ducks in the pond, and remember, it took off and chased the ducks and went berserk. And she said after that, the dog was not the same dog, and the dog was, all it cared about was ducks on this pond, and the dog was just totally a different dog. But you did a remote on the air with that dog, and it completely resolved the problem.
Wow. Now, see, I'd totally forgotten about that.
Then the next time you were on the air, she called, you know, 2 months later to say it worked perfectly, and a dog was perfect after that. She called to have you work on her a couple of times since then.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so see, you work miracles. So anyway, if folks want to get a hold of you, you can check them out at Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook.
Yes.
HealingMinistryForAnimals.com.
That's my website.
And because he's doing some work on the website, if you can find the healing assessment form, that's the thing to link up with and fill that out. And then Dr. Nels will call you and do a 30-minute free free assessment evaluation on the phone.
Right, right. I call it get your happy active pet back again strategy session.
All right, all right. And that's free.
And that's free.
And then if you want to just call Dr. Nails to set something up, you can reach him at 425-238-2668. 425-238-2668.
Right.
All righty. We are good. Now, and I think you have another Facebook page, too. Do you want to share about that?
Well, I do have one. It's a Facebook group which people can join, and this is probably just the right audience for this. This is called Spiritual Pet Connection.
Yeah, Spiritual Pet Connection.
Right, and what you do, because it's a Facebook group, is you go, and I think you have to ask to join.
You would go to Facebook and Spiritual Pet Connection, right. And then you ask to join, and then Dr. Nails would approve you.
Yes.
Yeah, he approves you, and then you get to join.
Right, and then what's really cool about this is I love when people tell really interesting spiritually related stories about their pets.
Yeah.
And I've had people tell them to me in person, but not too many have posted them on the site yet. I'd really love that.
Because, yeah, it's a pretty new site, though.
Yeah,
so
it's
we want you
new.
To join the group, Spiritual Pet Connection, on Facebook, and join the conversation.
Right.
All righty. So remember, let's see, if you stay tuned after Animal World today, you'll hear an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And then we've got next week in the studio, Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. We call it a harmonic energy shifting Sunday because they are chiropractors and acupuncturists by trade, but they do a lot more of this acutonics harmonic energy shifting. And now I go to Jude. She is my chiropractor, and I made the adjustment from the traditional crack type chiropracting to her very subtle energy and harmonic way of shifting, and it's made a huge difference. And so I work with both Jude and Paul and Dr. Nails, and you know what a wonderful difference it has made for me and my animal friends with Dr. Nails. And he makes house calls. You can see him in person. You can give him a call, 425-238-2668, or Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook or .com. And, gosh, after next week, let's see, can we be to the end of October already?
Practically year end already.
Holy mackerel.
I'm thinking the next time I'm going to be on here is going to be in December.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
How about that? We'll
be into the Jingle Cats and Christmas. So anyway, I think there may be a fifth Sunday this month, so we might have a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday after next week. I'm not sure, but I'll let you know next week. Anyway, we are out of time, so thank you, Dr. Nails. Thank you, Mike. Fountain of Youth, thank you, Prescott. Awesome job today. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.